This is Wade Bransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The NRA is losing clout in Congress. There are only three Democrats in the House with an A rating, two with a B, two with a C, and eight with a D. The rest have Fs, making the NRA extremely vulnerable as control of Congress shifts. Elections coming. The Federal Elections Commission is supposed to serve as a watchdog. They're supposed to have six members, but now down to only three, one short of a quorum to do any business whatsoever. Newark's mayor has announced they will replace all 18,000 buried lead service lines in the next 24 to 30 months at the cost of $120 million. Homeowners will pay none of the costs in the new plan thanks to financing organized by Essex County. Previously, they would have been hit for $1,000 apiece. A plan to desegregate New York City schools would eliminate screening through tests given to 25% of the students to get into selective schools. In 2018, the city's gifted schools enrolled 16,000 students and were nearly 75% white and Asian. The latest imbroglio involving NRA chieftain Wayne LaPierre is the information that the NRA paid for private airplanes to ferry his relatives back and forth to their homes in Nebraska. That would normally have cost about $5,000 per trip. An attorney said if he were a donor or member of the nonprofit organization, he certainly would be ticked off. Grape seeds found in an ancient refuse pile in the Jura Mountains in France were an exact genetic match with the type of grape harvested there today, meaning that local wine growers have been cultivating the same vintage for roughly 900 years. Only about one in four Americans who are poor enough to qualify for rental vouchers like Section 8 actually receive them because housing assistance is not an entitlement. South Korea has now restricted the work week to only 52 hours. Former Google tech engineer was a pioneer of self-driving cars, was charged by federal authorities with 33 counts of theft and attempted trade secrets from stealing from Google to moving them to Uber. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Bransky, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.